y'all tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official League Podcast.
Welcome back again. Week 6 in the books. Let's talk about it, Mike. I am KZ, the greatest prognosticator of the game, self-proclaimed. I'm here with Mike, the fantasy killer, who's always on a bye week. Miller. What's going on, Mike? How'd you do this week in fantasy?
Had an okay week. Lost Aaron Rodgers, which hurt.
Hurts the Green Bay Packers, too.
By derivative, yeah, I own Jordy in, like, every league. Like, three of my seven leagues now, I own Jordy. So, by derivative, it's painful.
You know what? I think we were on his jock too much last week. We were talking about how he's the Dallas Cowboys' father.
That play looked like nothing, too. That play he got hurt on. Looks like it happens 100 times a game.
You know, it's always the play that you think that's nothing that ends you. Look at the Ty Montgomery play. Like, he looked like he just got pushed out of bounds. The guy broke, like, four ribs.
He broke his ribs earlier in that game, supposedly, and he just didn't come out of the game earlier, which makes sense because that play was like nothing. But and then Fournette looks like he tears his ACL and is apparently fine.
Thank God. That would have been a huge hit for anyone who owns Fournette because he's been carrying a lot of teams.
Yeah, and there's been so much carnage already this fantasy season.
Honestly, it's hard to keep a guy healthy in this. And you know what? It's not even like the hits that are killing these people. It's like freaking, you know, people just making cuts and stuff. Like, they should calm down these cleats. Give more gifts to these cleats.
It is brutal.
So, you know what? Let's start going into to the week. You know what? We have a lot of stuff to address as far as trades in our own league, but I figured let's go into the actual NFL week, and then we'll address all the trades that happened this week.
Trades are coming hot and heavy.
Yeah, man. What I would like to address the first elephant in the room. Jeez, you lost to me? Like, what's the deal with that? Like, I'm trying to tank here. I'm not trying to do it. I'm not trying to cheat. I put up the best lineup I possibly can.
It was too much for cheese to handle.
Call me down on the Beasley side, whatever the hell your name is. You lose to, like, I put up like 30 points.
He lost it. Going into Monday night, you guys, I think, were tied, essentially.
No, I was up by like 2 points.
You were up by 2 points. It was Rashard Matthews versus T.Y. Hilton. And my boy Rashard Matthews, man, he did it for me.
Yeah, I saw that you had the goat.
Love that guy.
He's not bad.
He's a very solid, underrated player.
Every week he'll have like 10 points.
Yeah.
He's not bad. It's just that he doesn't, like, I don't know, that offense isn't doing it this year. Everyone thought they were going to score like 25 points a game.
Yeah, unless
you get
Derrick Henry garbage time.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be getting that soon.
I think they gotta sit DeMarco. He's not healthy. It's stupid.
His hammy's bothering him. Yeah. Plus, it's like, what are you tossing this guy out there at this point? He doesn't have that, like, spark that he did last year.
Put him in the retirement home. Just fucking put him out. Put him on the raft. Kick it out to the river. Shoot that flaming arrow at him.
Call it a bad contract at this point because he's shot. He's done. It's over for him. All right, so let's get into last week. Did we go over Thursday last week? I think we did. Thursday night's game was the Eagles versus the Carolina Panthers.
I can't remember.
Let's just go over quickly. The Eagles beat the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers didn't look that great passing, but Cam does it on the ground again. A million catches for CMC to 4 yards a catch or something.
Eagles look pretty good. They look like maybe, I don't know if it's true or is it the best team in the NFC at this point.
They're by far the best team in the East.
Oh, yeah.
Now that Rodgers is beat up and
that's what I'm saying.
Dallas doesn't look like they have the same what they had last year. Who else is there? The Atlanta Falcons? They
Falcons
were looking great,
look
and then
whack.
Julio. Did they win this week, the Falcons?
No, they lost to the Miami Dolphins at home.
Jeez. That's for sure. We all both got that wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's get into the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Now, I saw most of these, but I didn't see the rest because I was at a wedding. So let's get right into that Falcons game, Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons.
Gross.
They were favored by 12.5.
You cannot lose to the Dolphins at home. Can't do it.
You can't lose to the Dolphins in general. That's a rule.
Can't do it.
No. Again, the Dolphins, they let Jay Cutler pass all over you. Like, that's just terrible. I saw Kenny Stills had a touchdown. Landry had a touch, I think.
It's horrible. You just can't. You can't do that. It's horrible.
Now, as far going forward, the Atlanta Falcons, are they shot?
I mean, maybe there was something to this whole Kyle Shanahan thing because their offense looks terrible.
It doesn't look too good.
And Julio's just not been going. He's not
he's
going.
He got hurt that game.
He didn't do anything the first 2 weeks either.
Well, you complained about you and Justin were both complaining about Julio that he's like the most
boomer bust.
He's the most boomer bust guy in the NFL.
He
gets you 220 yards and two touchdowns, or he's putting up like 10 points,
30 yards. Yeah. So I don't know what his deal is. Yeah, he's just done nothing this entire season.
Moving on to a big game, the Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings, and Minnesota Vikings did the league a favor and took Aaron Rodgers out.
Did not do me a favor.
No, not, I mean, not our league, just the league in general. Because now that the Green Bay Packers, I'm sorry. One sec. All right, sorry about that. I need to get a glass of water. All right, so the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, on a seemingly nothing play, just kind of took out Aaron Rodgers for the year. He separated his shoulder. Oh, he broke his collarbone. So he's done. All those receivers now, what are their values like, you think?
I kind of think Brett Hundley can play a little bit, and we'll find out. He didn't look too bad coming into a game mid-game with no practice, no prep, no kind of, you know, no practice time with the receivers or anything like that. So we'll see. I mean, this kid had a little bit of hype coming out of college. Obviously, he's not gotten to play much. He's lit it up in the preseason. So, I mean, this is his shot. He could become the new Garoppolo if he wants.
I think Garoppolo had a great system he was in, but I don't feel that the
Jacoby Brissett's played well in Indy.
Granted, but again, like I think that the Green Bay Packers are Aaron Rodgers.
I don't disagree with that. If Brett Hundley can come in and play well, though, I mean, they could trade him at that point.
Well, I mean, yeah, but the Green Bay Packers are assuming they're going to win the division, you know?
I still think they have a talented – they still got a lot of weapons around them, Martellus Bennett, Jordy Cobb, Devontae Adams. Like,
I think this helped Martellus Bennett if it helps anybody because Aaron Rodgers, like, never looked at the tight end. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
I feel that, like, this guy, he's probably going to want to – he's not going to be looking downfield as much because he's not as nasty. So, like, I feel that, like, the running backs and the tight end –
probably helps the running backs, too, right? Because they'll definitely lean on the running game a little more, and he probably checks down a little
more. I
think
they're going to fill up the box against this guy. They're going to come at him because, you know, he's fresh, you know, he's young, and you got to get at him. If you're in his face
– Oh, yeah.
You got to challenge him. Minnesota Vikings, I guess they were tired of their shitty quarterback situation, so they took out Aaron Rodgers and made it a level playing field. Who won this game, by the way?
The Vikings killed them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, you
yeah, tough to overcome that.
Let me bring up the scores while I'm at it, too. NFL. Yeah, so moving on, I mean, the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers look like they're dead. That whole division is pretty whack.
Yes, really bad division.
Detroit, shockingly,
might be the best team in that division. They're the only team without their backup quarterback.
Yeah, they're the only team with a real quarterback.
Yeah.
Trubisky, obviously, he's young. He's not going to do enough.
He threw like 6 passes this week.
Well, they're protecting him. this is week. All right. So the next game is the Detroit Lions at the New Orleans Saints. And this game was the weirdest game ever for the New Orleans Saints, where Drew Brees passes for 20 times for like 100 and something yards with 2 touchdowns, and they destroy the other team. You figure you get that sideline of Drew Brees, they lost. They for sure lost.
The disappointment in seeing the Saints score 50-plus points and opening your fantasy app with Drew Brees and Michael Thomas on your team and just being like, what?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. I was like, oh, man, 30-something points. You know Michael Thomas got some of that, and Michael Thomas got just a little iota.
I'm going to give one of our patented maybe true facts on this podcast and say that the Saints defense this weekend – scored more points than they have the last season, in the entire season combined.
I'm going to say that they scored more points since their Super Bowl run. I mean,
Cumulatively,
yeah. Not just a week, you know, I'm saying like the entire time, because their defense has gone unowned.
3 years, you're saying?
Yeah.
It might be more than 3 years.
No, I was living in Shasbury, man. That's like 5-6 years ago.
All right.
They played the Colts with
Peyton, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you have to go. I think that whole time, their defense has gone unowned probably that entire time. Because even if the matchup's right, you don't want them. It's like,
no.
They're the team that you would play if the matchup's right. You'd be like, oh, well, you know, Drew Brees is hurt or something.
Full disclosure, I am starting them in a league this week.
Who the hell are they playing this week? Cleveland?
My boy Brett Hundley and the Packers.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a trap. That's a
it
trap.
It might be.
He's got talented. He's got webbing. It's a trap. He's got weapons, man.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll either look like a genius or a moron next week.
So. Now, I mean, Detroit Lions, if they don't win the division, they should just disband the team and start moving on, like, because that team's
it's
not
so
gonna
gross.
Win.
If we're gonna see the Detroit Lions in like the NFC Championship, like that's horrible.
We are not gonna see the Detroit Lions in the championship.
They're terrible, but who's beating them?
I don't know. You know what? I think the NFC is pretty weak this year.
NFC blows. I used to make fun of the AFC for the last couple of years because the AFC is just awful. But this year, I got to say, the NFC is garbage.
Is there really any team that has really separated themselves? Like, the Chiefs had separated themselves, and then they lost this week to who the hell did they lose to?
Pittsburgh. Yeah. No, everyone in football sucks.
This is why I love football, because, like, it seems like every year it's not a clear-cut best team, you know, especially with one-game playoffs.
Patriots have been a clear-cut best team for the last 3 years or so.
They didn't win 2 years. They weren't even the Super Bowl last 2 years
ago. I hear you. They were still the best team.
And you know what? A bad coaching decision, not running Marshawn Lynch, that you'd only be talking about their 4 Super Bowls. So
if Vinatieri missed a few kicks, you wouldn't be talking about any of them.
Well, that's different than
I'm
a coaching
just saying,
decision.
The, you know, the Patriots. Hey, look, they willed the missed 35-yard field goal out of their opponent the week before. Man, this team has they just find ways to do it.
Another game last week that happened was the Washington Redskins versus the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know if anyone watched it, but the Redskins
new quarterback for the Niners. Brian Hoyer got benched mid game.
Oh well, you know what? What's his face start him? Did
he
launch pad?
He did start him. Yeah.
You Geppettoed his ass into that.
He's welcome because he might have won if it wasn't for that.
Well, he lost terribly.
He lost to Herman in this week's Tank Bowl. But if it wasn't for me, he might have actually won that game. So yeah, Brian Hoyer, he got like 2 points.
I don't know why the Niners keep getting these gigantic spreads when every week they kind of play a close game and lose. I mean,
they kind of don't seem terrible. I don't know.
They're bad where they're going to lose pretty much every game, but they're not bad where they're going to get blown out every game.
Correct.
You know? So it's like, again, the Redskins, have they been an 11-point favorite ever? Like,
yeah.
Stop it. But like, that was too big of a spread. Did you get that? Nope. You got that wrong. You picked the Redskins in that 11-point spread.
I thought Brian Hoyer was going to play the game in my defense. I didn't know they were going to bring in C.J. Berthard.
Does that even matter? Brian Hoyer sucks, too.
It definitely matters because him and George Kittle went to the same school, and so now Kittle's going to light it up.
Hey, I'm a Kittle. I'm a Kittle believer, my friend.
We're on Team Kittle here.
Team Kittle all the way. So going forward, the Niners, I think that they have a lot of young weapons. I actually was reading now. Do you think Carlos Hyde is being traded, or is he there for the rest of the year?
I've almost never seen a player been traded midseason except one
AP.
Time.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Sure. I would say AP I would consider more released than traded because they were like, hey, we're going to cut this guy. Does anyone want to give us a fifth-round pick for him? And the Cardinals were like, we will, whatever.
All right, but this isn't a
– I would say a player be traded for anything of value, I guess is my point.
You tell me you can't get like a third-round pick for this guy?
So the only one I can think of is Roy Williams when he got traded to the Cowboys.
That did not work out well at all.
His
career went down.
Don't know if you can trade a player midseason or you can go in and fit into a scheme and learn the playbook. I don't know if it's reasonable.
If any position, running back would be the position.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's being traded. I don't think Matt Breida is the future or whatever. I don't know.
Well, maybe not that he's in the future, but they just know they're not going to resign him. They know they're not going to.
I just don't think they can get a third-round pick for him. I don't think they can get anything for him is the point. So.
Well, look, if you're the Niners, you at this point you don't want to win games because you want that high pick. Two, you're probably not going to sign a veteran running back because it's like, what's the point? We're not winning, you know. And three, you might as well get something if anything you can get for him before he just leaves. So, I mean, reasoning, I agree that you should trade, Hyde just because it doesn't make sense to keep him, really.
But then, using that logic, why would why wouldn't a team like Minnesota or someone have traded for him?
I don't know. Maybe because I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I don't know. You just never see it happen.
They have Jerick McKinnon, who, if he holds onto the ball regularly, he could be a real big asset to that team.
McKinnon's fine, but, I mean, McKinnon and Hyde would be a lot better than McKinnon and Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray shot. I think this is last year in the NFL, to be honest
Latavius
with you.
Latavius Murray, as I've been saying for as long as anyone has been able to listen to me speak, is human garbage and one of the worst players in football.
I think I got a first round pick out of Kuhn for that. I think I got Derrick Henry basically out of that.
Did you trade him? No. Oh my god, did you trade him to Kuhn?
I think I traded
so
him to Kuhn.
Holy
for Kuhn.
Shit, that's actually amazing. You traded him to Kuhn for a first. Kuhn traded him to Watts for DeMarco Murray in the ill fated Murray Murray swap. Watts, then this is like, you watch Curb?
Not all of them.
Okay. Well, this is an episode of Curb where everyone's just dumping this like assistant that's awful and nobody wants on like other people. This is that. Like, so then Watts then stuffs Steve with him for Randall Cobb in a third. Steve making an awful move, then turns around and stuffs the original owner, Kuhn, back with him for a first and a second, which turned into Alvin Kamara plus.
For a first and a second?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, rewinding the entire...
Paid multiple first
rewinding the entire five trades with DeMarco Murray, every time somebody acquired Latavius... Sorry, that's a DeMarco. Anytime anyone acquired Latavius, it was a bad move. Anytime they traded Latavius was the right move. Always trade that
this
guy.
This was all after the season, I believe, right? Or was it before
the most
last
recent
season?
One was right before the draft because Kuhn couldn't go to the draft and they don't have Wi-Fi on whatever island he was in and he
Martin.
Couldn't handle drafting remotely.
I mean,
so,
he has a phone, right? Like,
look, he's not technologically competent. So,
I traded Kuhn right before. I think I traded for his first round pick, which I drafted Derrick Henry with. So that was I had drafted him initially.
Yeah.
So after that, he's been traded. I didn't realize he was traded four times after that.
Everybody just gets him, and then they can't wait to get rid of him because he's
except
awful.
For Kuhn, he keeps trading first round
keeps
picks.
Getting,
for him.
Keeps trading for him.
He has traded multiple first round picks for this guy.
Well, would you rather have Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, or Latavius Murray? It's pretty close.
Well, Latavius Murray is should be out of the league. The guy sucks. And you know what's funny too? And when we originally drafted the teams, I remember every week Dan, Wild Dan, kept badgering me.
Loves Latavius Murray.
He kept badgering me. He's like, "Yo, give me it." But I was like, "All right, for what?" He's like some fifth receiver on the Cardinals. I was like, "Nah, man. Like at least this guy's got at the time had a starting job." I was like, "No." But he loved him so much he didn't want to trade much for him.
I think even he's off the Latavius Murray.
He has to be. Everyone should be. All right, moving on to the next game is the Chicago Bears and the Trubisky experiment at the Baltimore Ravens.
Great TD pass thrown in this game by 5'6" Tariq Cohen. Shortest man to throw a pass in a game since Wee Willie in 1940.
Was that on the stat line? Whatever. You know, I thought there was a in the Yankee games this week. They were like, I forget they were saying someone hasn't done something since like Midnight Train Robinson. Oh, it was like some like nickname.
They asked Tariq Cohen. They told that stat to Tariq Cohen and asked for a comment on it. He was like, "Shout outs to Wee Wee Willie."
You shout outs to my boy Wee Wee. Ravens now two in a row. You're looking pretty whack. You lose to the Bears, who I mean, all intents and purposes, going to be right back in the top of the draft again. I think the only story out of this is Trubisky. Does he look good going forward?
He threw like eight passes. So I think and six of them were completed. Maybe I don't know. He did nothing. They're not letting him do much. It's fine. We'll see. He could have looked worse. He could have looked better.
Is this going to shorten Jordan Howard's career?
I don't think so.
Just because he's getting the ball like.
Oh, like he had like 35 carries the other week, right? Yeah.
I mean, they're going to run the mileage.
I don't know. We'll see. That whole offense looks kind of whack.
They need receivers, desperately, because Kendall Wright was his name? Kendall Wright. Him and Tyree Cohen.
They have no tight end. It's bad. The offense is garbage.
Why don't they just play the kid, Shaheen, whatever his name is?
Shaheen? I don't know.
At this point, just play all the people that are going to be here in the future.
I don't disagree with you.
But the Bears end up winning by three. I picked the Ravens. You picked the Ravens. And I was listening to the podcast before. I was going to pick the Bears, but then wavered, and I was like, I don't know anything about these Ravens. Let me pick these Ravens.
I thought their defense would feast more on a rookie quarterback.
The last game but of
it's the, tough to trust Flacco. I mean, that guy, he's maybe the worst quarterback in the league.
Joe Flacco,
if you could make an argument to me that Joe Flacco is better than Blake Bortles, I want to hear it because he's not. They're the same player.
No, I want to say that Joe Flacco's worse because at least. Like Bortles could throw a deep ball, like you know, like I want to say that Flacco, he just I never seen him throw the ball more than 6 yards downfield, like you know, like who
was I was watching this game with Dan Watts, we were the little live in person football watching this past weekend, and I mean we were incredulous at this Ravens offense, just like every time red zone cut to it, it was like. Here's a triple option bootleg pass to a third string tight end for 3 yards. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Bro, they're running like the 1920 Notre Dame offense, bro, with like four, the wishbone with like four running backs.
Like literally, I think Red Zone, in 7 hours, I think Red Zone spent like 6 minutes on this game, and it was 6 minutes too much.
Well, because you know what? I don't know how Watts has like nine people on that offense, because there's no one you would even want to own.
Like, Buck Allen's been nice from fantasy, at least. That's about it.
I guess, but like they all suck. I don't know what's going on with that offense. I hate that offense.
Oh, it's the worst.
Moving on to the last game of the morning, I should say, is Cleveland Browns at the Houston Texans. And again, man, Was it the quarterback for the Texans?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. He might be the truth. I already assured the Cleveland Browns, but he's not like doing it like, you know.
It's the Cleveland Browns. Enough said.
Whatever. The guy's been throwing multiple touchdown passes every game. I know you can't sustain that, but it looks good. I mean, he's in the perfect scenario. He's got a good defense. He's got
he's in a great scenario, no doubt. And he looks like he can play. I'm just not willing to go there yet.
But you're a person who believes in draft capital, and the guy's got draft capital.
For sure. Hey, look, almost every quarterback in the league who's starting has first or second round draft capital.
No, man. Tom Brady.
Almost, yes. No, look, for sure, he could be good. And I don't think he's this good. And, I have a hard time rewinding to earlier this season when, for a minute, we were debating if Jared Goff, Alex Smith, or Trevor Siemian was the best quarterback in the NFL. So, things happen, and, like, who you play matters a lot, and he has had three unbelievably good matchups in a row, so we'll see.
He's been putting up, like, Brady's, Rodgers, Breeze numbers.
I mean, he's been absolutely killing it.
He's single-handedly bringing Justin back into formidable. He's taking formidable.
I mean, shout-outs to Herman. I mean, you couldn't have – to come into a draft with no first-round pick and your two biggest needs – easily being quarterback and tight end, and to walk away with Evan Engram and Deshaun Watson. Ask for a better draft.
Good
draft. So
I think that was his only two picks, too.
Yeah. I mean, you can't literally. Unbelievable.
Now going on to the 4 o'clock games. Tampa Bay. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I picked the Texans, and
yeah.
You picked the Browns. You're back on that Browns train.
So
get off, bro.
I was kind of high on Kevin Hogan last week. That was one of my worst takes in a long time.
Why are you high on that guy?
I thought he was kind of nice.
When? Why? Where?
Stanford, whoever the fuck he played quarterback. I don't know.
Stanford.
Kevin Hogan, I mean, he finished – so here's a random stat I got for you. Twice in his career before this, he finished as a QB15 or better, and neither of those games he started. So he came into games in the middle of games and finished as a mid-range QB2.
In the NFL?
Yeah, in the NFL. So I was like, this guy could play a little bit. I don't know. He looked awful. He looks so bad. Not only is Deshaun Kizer starting again this week, he's been demoted to third string now. What's his face? Some other dude is now the second string. The Browns, are just fucking killing me. They're so bad.
They are the kings of the tank. You ain't going to out-tank the tank.
They look awful.
They're going to get the first pick again for sure.
I agree.
Who are you going to pick this time? You can't pick quarterbacks?
That's exactly the point. They don't need a quarterback, or they don't think they need a quarterback, so they will trade that pick for, like, seven firsts.
They're not going to get seven firsts.
No, but they'll get an RG3 haul.
At least two firsts. And
yeah,
second
two firsts. Yeah, two firsts plus. So.
Your things you need to address. Wide receiver. I know Coleman.
Yeah.
He can't stay on the field, so you need a wide
receiver. Even when he gets back, you need someone else.
You need another wide. You need a wide. You need a legit wide receiver one. Like,
for sure.
For sure. I would put a every down running back as a need in the draft for them this year. Because, like, Duke Johnson's a great
pass
change of pace.
Back, yeah.
Yeah. But Correll, is Correll the guy?
Crow.
Sucks.
Crow's backup's kind of nice. Here's a hot take.
On their defense is
put the name Matthew Days into your memory. Because if this kid ever gets a shot, he's nice.
Their defense, man, your
defense
isn't too bad.
It's pretty solid. They could use a really good corner, but...
It sucks that they wasted Hayden's whole career, and now he's on another team now, right?
Yeah, he was really bad the last couple of years anyway, but for sure, his two or three, four prime years were just completely wasted.
There's some big needs that you need to address.
Yeah, they need everything. They need D-line. They need everything.
Yeah, I like what they did in this draft, and there's talent on that team. I think they need a new coach for sure. I think you just got to start. And I'm not a person to fire a coach all the time. I always like to see a coach go further, but like, the fact that I don't like what the coach is doing with Kizer to start him, stop him, then for Hogan, it's like, come on, man, just play your quarterback. Now the first game of the afternoon is Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Arizona Cardinals.
Were you here? You watched the early games? Or you watched the late games?
I watched the early games. I didn't get a chance to watch the late games.
Late games, as soon as I started, I think it was the most lit minute of red zone in red zone history. I don't know what happened.
I saw Larry Fitzgerald had like 20 points.
Was five touchdowns. In the minute the first 4 o'clock game started, and like the 1 o'clock games were still ending at the end, there was four or five touchdowns in like a minute. It was chaos.
The Bucks go into Arizona and they end up losing Arizona. odd team, man. It's like they're good, but they're bad. They're like a combination
of
both.
They shouldn't be good. They look terrible on paper 90% of the time. But
and what happened to the Bucks? Everyone thought they were going to take that next step where they were going to,
I don't know,
challenge
man.
That division. And
Jameis Winston has looked awful, despite what Mansoor Cheese thinks.
Oh my God, that's what fucking what that's what wanted him me the week is that stupid asshole starting Jameis Winston. He had another quarterback too on the bench. It was Alex Smith. He would have played him. He would have been fine. He would have won.
Jameis has been bad. Their defense has been terrible.
Ingram has been quiet. He has a little bit, but like
who?
Mike Evans.
Evans, yeah.
Yeah,
no, he got bailed out last week. He was locked up by Patrick Peterson the whole game, and then Peterson hurt his quad. He left the game at the very end of the game, and they put this guy Justin Bethel, who's a complete clown show, on Evans for like 2 minutes, and Evans roasted him for a 40-yard touchdown.
But again, man, I mean, you expect Mike Evans to be the top fantasy guy,
yeah.
One of the top three or four guys. He
has
not
has
been
not
that
happened.
This year. He's been okay at best. He's like
yep.
Right in the middle of the pack. We both picked the Bucks here,
yeah.
And we both lose, so that's no good. Oh, I don't know why I keep checking. You have them marked. Our next game was the Rams at Saxonville. And they officially, you reported that they've changed their Twitter handle to Saxonville.
They changed it after week one.
Well, we didn't know. They officially changed it on this show.
I knew. I was merely pointing that out to Cheese, who spelled Saxonville wrong because he can't do anything right. He spelled it like saxophone, which makes just no sense,
oh,
of course.
S-A-X?
Yeah.
It's like sack, dickhead.
Yeah.
Cheese, you can't believe how I beat you, Cheese. What the fuck?
And he had Saxonville.
Yeah, and he had Saxonville's defense, and they beat up the Rams. Did they? No, they did not.
No.
They lose. I'm sorry. Yeah, they lost by 10 to the Rams. Again, bet on them on the even weeks.
Yeah.
On the odd weeks.
Odd weeks.
These even weeks are killers. Is there anything to say from this game?
Fournette is a fucking monster. Every week, I'll say it every week because I love watching the kid play.
He had another big touchdown run.
Oh, yeah. First play of the game, 75-yard touchdown.
That was part of the first minute
yeah,
of the
game. Yeah, whoever it was on the Rams, guy in the Rams ran the touchdown back on the opening kickoff, and then Jacksonville gets the ball, touchback, first play, handoff the Fournette, first play of the game, boom, 75-yard touchdown. So that game was 7-7, 30 seconds into the game.
He's been everything advertised more.
Oh, my God.
I want to say every week he cements himself as rookie of the year. I mean, he might be the best running back in the NFL, to be honest with you.
I'm sure there's someone listening there somewhere who probably is going to disagree.
Right, let's address this right now. We omitted Kareem Hunt from the talk last week. We said our three top guys are, you know, Gurley, Fournette, and Ezekiel Elliott, right? And we got flack by Feinberg, and he's coming up
and
with
Herman.
And Herman, too. Well, Feinberg was the main catalyst. Herman was just, you know, stoking the fire. But we omitted Kareem Hunt, and he's had a great start. He's had kind of like a slow, like, middle of the season, I think. The last couple weeks have been good, but they haven't been great.
He puts up fantasy points for sure, a lot, because of the receiving game. So, this was not – the hardest thing in the world is to separate someone's talent from their situation.
He's not an absolute terror out
there.
Look,
Herman sarcastically made the point that it's convenient that two or three guys I listed happen to be my fantasy team. Great. It's also not a coincidence that the three guys you listed are the three highest drafted running backs in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you look at what it takes for a running back's qualifications to be drafted in the top 10 in this current NFL, I think it takes a special player. So,
yeah. You don't see any running back getting drafted in the top 10 unless their skill set is absolutely off the charts. Like, Christian McCaffrey was a reach at maybe an 8, but his skill set as an NFL player.
Right. His fit in this current NFL.
Yeah.
In the passing NFL, in the passing league, he could be an absolutely dynamic player. And that was one of the things I always said about McCaffrey is I think he could be a better real NFL player than a fantasy player.
Yeah. Like, again, if you're
he
not
just gets
PPR,
so much attention. He gets so much attention from the defense anytime he's on the field.
Yeah. I think that he does wonders. Look at the Carolina offense from last year to this year. It's like Devin Funch is his actual receiver now because there's a person on the field that you have to take your attention to besides Cam.
Yeah. They run like fake screens to him and stuff. And it's like,
oh,
you look at the screenshot and like seven defenders are staring at McCaffrey.
It's nasty when they do an option play with him and Cam
because
they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, either one of them can take it to the house.
Yeah.
So. But again, like Fournette, you see, he's drafted 4 overall. The guy in college, he's a physical beast. He was played in the LSU and the SEC. So anyone who kills it in the SEC is legit.
I think it's silly to dismiss the reasoning behind a guy getting drafted fifth overall and a guy getting drafted in the middle or late of the third round.
Fourth. Fournette was fourth.
Fourth, right. Versus a guy getting drafted in the middle, late third round because of 6 weeks in the NFL season.
He was like the eighth running back taken in the draft, like, or something like that.
To ignore the reasons why there was that big of a gap between those guys 6 weeks ago, to me, is silly.
And if Kareem Hunt was on the Jags and Fournette was on the KC, Fournette would still be killing it.
Correct.
And Kareem Hunt, you probably wouldn't hear him.
That's my and that was my point in that argument was take every running back in the league and put them all right now on the Jags. And I think in no order, Fournette, Zeke, and Gurley in no order would be the three most productive running backs.
Absolutely.
In that terrible situation with an okay offensive line and no passing game. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's impossible to quantify.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're the three best fantasy running backs. Doesn't mean they're the three best running backs in the best situations. It's just what it is.
If you had to put together a running back, I'd want those three guys with their skill sets above any other three guys.
I agree with you.
So yeah, Mike, this deal. All right, you have.
Haters gonna hate. Go start another podcast.
I want to start
Kareem Hunt dick sucking podcast.
I was gonna say new segment is what's up at Blast of the Week, and I believe the quote was, "It's I'm sure of course you think Hunt is the best running back in the league because you got his dick down your mouth." I laughed out loud on the reel. You can bring it up if you find it. Because I LOL'd right after that also. But you really put him on blast, I thought. I think that Feinberg, I think he probably shouted out loud, like, fuck Miller or something like that. He definitely felt disrespected. Going on to the next game, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers at Feinberg's Chiefs. They got brought back down to the earth, for real. The Steelers end up winning this game.
Told you, man. Trap game. Vegas trap
game.
Yeah,
I was listening to the podcast this week, and I was just like, this guy called it, man.
He's I told you.
You know what? Sometimes
dude, Vegas was begging you to take the Chiefs there. Coming off a 5-pick game for Big Ben, 3-point spread, 4-point spread, whatever it was. I mean,
yeah.
That was...
The Chiefs, they didn't get much going against the Steelers. The Steelers, Le'Veon Bell ran all over them.
Literally, it couldn't have been more obvious that the Steelers were going to run the ball every play, and they couldn't stop him. What do you have, 8 yards a carry? Like, it was... I was playing against Le'Veon Bell in fantasy, and I was
still beat him though. Still...
I did beat him, but I was up like 10 points, and I had like Keenan Allen. I had like four guys going in the afternoon games, and he only had Le'Veon Bell, and I'm fucking losing. I'm like, God damn it, Chiefs! What are you doing? This guy, like, he had 150 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter. I was like, this is fucking chaos.
That's really good for the game.
Yeah,
you know,
like
I would take 150 yards and a touchdown.
I was like, oh my God! Every time they get the ball, literally every time they get the ball, they just hand the ball off to him, and he just runs, marches down the field.
I think he had the highest score for a running back of the year so far last week.
I think Fournette might have had him when he had the 180 yards and two touchdowns. 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it was
the second. In fairness, Fournette had 90 yards and a touchdown on the last play of that game in garbage time.
The
Le'Veon Bell was the most impressive running back performance I've seen because the Chiefs knew he was running the ball every single time, and they could not do anything to stop him.
Yeah, they look pretty bad. And now that they got that monkey off their back of being undefeated, I think that...
72 Dolphins popping champagne.
Yeah, again, no one's going to do that. Now, ever since the Giants did them a solid, I think that was the only time you'll ever see at least my eyes, an undefeated team even have a chance at the Super Bowl. I think it's too hard in today's NFL. There's too many, like, teams with dynamic players at every skill position, and it's just it's hard to win them all.
I agree with you. It's hard.
Moving on to the last game of the afternoon, Los Angeles Chargers at the Oakland Raiders. The Chargers looks like they end up just squeaking by 1 point here.
They finally win a close game.
Oh, by the way, I picked the Chiefs, you picked the Steelers, so you got that right. I picked the Chargers and you picked the Raiders. I
figured, you know, if the team loses this many close games in a row, it's not a coincidence.
Well, they actually get them winning a close game, finally. You know, they were due. You know what? I think that Giants game really got their monkey off their back. I don't want to keep using that statement, but I think they might make a little run here. They might knock off a couple of games in a row.
I don't. I think they were a somewhat talented team.
I didn't get a chance to watch the game. I was at this wedding, but how did Mike Williams do?
I don't think he played at all. He played like 15 snaps, I think. I don't think he did much. I don't think he had a target from what I saw.
Oh, really?
Derek Carr did not look healthy, but he's looked pretty good so far tonight, so hopefully it was just a little rust.
So the Chargers now they're back off the shine again, 2-4. Do you think they have a chance to maybe?
They're probably not going to win the division, like I said.
No,
but
squeak back into the playoff race?
Probably not.
They got a lot of.
But they could play spoiler. It could be a tough out.
What they win this week, man? They're one more game.
Was it in the last place in that division though?
Well, yeah.
I mean, so they're not going to leapfrog Denver.
Denver. Well, let's get to Denver right now.
And Oakland. Like I don't know.
Sunday night game. I was going to skip because you know it was the Giants Broncos and the Giants. I picked the Giants. You picked the Broncos. Broncos 11.5. Who's scoring those 11.5 points, Mike? Come on.
Well, I assumed the Giants were going to score 3 and the Broncos were going to kick like 5 field goals. So
yeah, but the Giants fucking won, apparently.
First of all, I didn't realize Brandon McManus was maybe the worst field goal kicker in like NFL history. He wasn't even close.
The Giants not only win, but they kicked the shit out of him. It was 23-10.
They kind of kicked the shit out of them. The Giants offense did not look good. Granted, they were up against a great defense and they have no weapons. I get that. But like...
Now, Evan Ingram.
I don't know.
Evan Ingram. As a Giants fan, what do you think going forward with this guy?
I think he looks like the real deal. I think the Giants found themselves a player, which, you know, you took him in the first round of the draft. You'd hope so.
Well, yeah, you drafted him.
First tight end taken.
He was before. No, O.J. Howe was before him.
Are you sure?
He went to the playoffs, and O.J. Howe, the Tampa Bay Bucks didn't.
Did the Bucks take him the first round? Maybe
the Bucks,
O.J. Howe did go in 19th
overall, and then we took
him. So he
him,
did
like,
go before Njoku, though. So maybe I think he was the second tight end taken.
I think Njoku
right.
was the end of the first
29
round.
Or 30 yeah. overall, yeah. Look, guy looks – he looks like everything you expect him to look like. Yeah, he can't block, but it's in this NFL, who gives a shit? Yeah.
I'd rather have my tight end catch and
for
be
sure.
dynamic than
I agree
block.
With you. Give me Aaron Hernandez all day.
Yeah.
I don't need
– without the – off the field.
Sure. Yes.
Give me Gronk.
Is that type of player. Well, the reason I didn't use Gronk is Gronk is one of the best blockers in the NFL also.
Give
why
me
Gronk, he's Gronk.
Sons of I don't care if Gronk couldn't block a soul. Like,
right.
If he was a turnstile.
Right.
Put him out there, man. Yeah. Like, the guy's a monster. He killed the Jets this week.
I love watching that guy play.
He's great.
I love him.
Going back to that game real quick, we never talked about the Severian Jenkins play. I just want to talk about that real quick. That was for sure either out of bounds.
That was a touchdown. This NFL is so goddamn stupid. That was a terrible call. That's a terrible rule. I hate everything about it. It's so stupid. It was a touchdown. It was a touchdown.
That changed the game. And you know what?
For sure, that changed the game.
For the Jets.
That might change the whole season.
The Jets, if they might win that game, you know? And,
yeah. They put them in position. It gives them a chance.
And, you know, the Patriots, they're going to now, I think they're going to start cruising. That was a call that's gonna, that went their way, that like they always do. And I think they're going to knock off like 5 straight after this.
I got a good feeling this Chris Hogan guy is about to just go nuts, I think.
Well, we're going to get to that in a couple minutes. The last game of the week was Justin.
By the way, come on. Everyone was going to be fucking flack for all my terrible calls, which are fair enough. ASJ, top 5 tight end right now. Come at me.
He's looking pretty good.
He's killing it. He's the only guy in the Jets who can play. The guy's a literal mountain out there. He looks like an offensive lineman. Like, if you look in the huddle, it's like, who is that guy? He's a beast.
The last game of the week, Monday night, Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, hold on. Rebound 1 second for the Giants game. I think this game says more about the Broncos than it does the Giants. The Broncos are fucking frauds. The Broncos have always been frauds. The Broncos fucking suck.
I mean, they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I don't give a shit. They sucked then. They still suck now.
They won the whole thing 2 years
That's
ago.
Fine.
And I think 4 years ago, they were also
blind
there.
Squirrel nut.
all right, so the Colts at the Titans. The Titans kicked the shit out of the Colts.
Rashard Matthews really did his thing.
He was solid.
He should have scored a touchdown on that screen pass, but it's fine.
Hey, man.
He didn't need to.
Didn't need to. I beat Cheese anyway.
Derrick Henry coming out party?
I hope so. Get rid of this Adrian Murray guy,
I agree.
Or DeMarco Murray?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Just get rid of him.
He's shot. He's done. He's over with. Obviously, Derrick Henry's the dude. Like,
yeah.
He has that it factor where it's like, all right, man, you give him the ball, he may take it to the house. Like,
it's like, oh, he's a big fucking lumbering dude. Like, yeah, sure. Great. Did you see anyone catch him on that 72-yard touchdown? Because he outran everyone.
He's like Fournette in the sense.
Yeah, he's way faster than you would think he was for someone his size.
He's like a 260-something pound guy that's running like a 4.6.
He's
going to
outrun
40.
You, right. He's not like Aaron Blunt. He's going to outrun you.
Yeah, bro. Well, try to tackle the motherfucker. The guy is huge, man.
Yeah.
What is he, 6'4 or something like that?
Yeah.
Dude, he's a big, big guy.
He's huge.
He's like Brandon Jacobs, but with a lot more talent, I feel.
For sure.
The Colts, I mean, T.Y. Hilton, you're a ghost. Like, what's the deal? Like, I don't know.
Terrible.
Tennessee, I hate you.
Robert Turbin broke his elbow.
Who?
Robert Turbin broke his elbow. He's out for a little while.
Just play Mac.
They are going to, supposedly, they're like, oh, the Turbin injury opens up more playing time for Mac, but it's like, Turbin was getting short yardage and like goal line. Like, I doubt they stuffed Mack into that role because that's not his Gore. Right. That's exactly. Yeah. They should actually right now put Gore into the old Turbin role and put Mack into the old Gore role.
Mack, the little bit we saw him, he has that big play potential.
Pagano, bottom five coach in the league. That's being generous. He's so bad.
They're going to get a good pick this year. He's gone. I think they clean house, get the aerosol can out, spray it everywhere.
I said this to Watts, and I feel a little bad saying it, but I think he gets a little bit of a pass because of the cancer stuff.
Fuck that.
It's too much. That's why I think he gets too much of a pass because of that. I'm sorry. You had cancer. It sucks. It's horrible. I feel bad for you. You're a terrible coach.
If I'm a fan, I'm like, we already dedicated a whole month to breast cancer awareness. We got to give a whole season to this dickhead?
He's so bad. Get anyone else in there.
Now, this week was not a good week for either of us, but a real
awful,
bad week.
Awful week for me. Impressively bad. Like, I don't think I could have done this if I tried.
It's harder to get a swing like this. Because it's a 50-50 shot, really, you know, either way. So you were 2-12,
Mike. 2-12.
And I was 6-8, which wasn't anything special either. But, I mean, I'm looking real good at 6-8.
Yeah. That's a long season.
It's that brings me back up. We're jockeying right every week. It's I'm 43-48-1, and you are 40-52 going forward.
I got you this week. I'm coming for you.
I got a 4.5-point lead now, Mike. You got a nice little sexy lead. All right, Mike. Let's get into this week and the and our
tonight's pick-ems. Game. We've both already picked KC -3. Get that out of the way. First game of the week is going to be Tennessee -5.5 points at Cleveland.
Oh my God! See, both
two
these teams
I hate and never want to pick.
You know what? We were both hashtag not anyone but the Titans and hashtag anyone but the Browns. I'm gonna go Titans. I think that if they play Derrick Henry and Mariota plays, I think that they should win this game by a touchdown for sure. I'm going Tennessee.
I'm going Cleveland.
You gotta get off that Cleveland train, Mike. They're single-handedly. You're gonna have to read a speech at the end of this year because of Cleveland. Have they won a game yet? Are they 0-6?
No, they're they're due. DeShone Kizer's back. He
was so
he matured. He matured in his week off. He's really got a grasp of the offense. Held the clipboard a little bit. He's coming.
He's not coming. They're gonna get smacked. I mean, this is if he doesn't do good this game, then write him off the rest of the year because the Tennessee Titans defense sucks.
This next one feels like a trap. This feels like a trap.
Jacksonville only getting 3 points at Indianapolis. The Colts sink. The Colts suck. But this is what an odd week. I'm gonna take the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm gonna take the Jacksonville Jaguars as well. Even though this does feel like a fucking trap game to me, though.
You know what? The only way I see them coming out and not doing what they have to do is somehow Fournette don't play because.
Oh, that's true. Fournette's status is up in the air. That's a good point.
They say he's playing, but
he hasn't practiced. So his status is up in the air for sure. That's a good point. Yeah, that offense is going to struggle to score points without him.
Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers battle. This is always a good game. Mike, who do you got in this one?
I'm going to take
Cincinnati getting points here.
Cincinnati getting 5.5. I'm going to take Bengals +5.5. I think it'll be a field goal game.
I feel. I'm going to have to differ with you here. I'm going to take the Steelers.
I'm going to go on record and say this is Joe Mixon's coming out party.
The Steelers got one of the best pass defenses in the game right now. I like the Steelers in this. I mean the Steelers. I think that that Andy Dalton will lose you this game. I feel he'll throw you right out of it. Here's a game with no quarterback. Baltimore Ravens at the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings giving up 5.5 to the Ravens. You're going to see a lot of running back and fullback play in this, I feel.
I'm taking the Vikings -5.5. I can't bring myself to pick the Ravens. I can't do it.
I'm going to pick the Baltimore Ravens in this.
God bless you.
On the points. I just like, you know, they're getting points.
Not enough points.
The Vikings ain't got nothing going on either, though. I don't know. I'm picking the Ravens. The New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins. 3 points. I'm going to pick the Jets here. I feel that the Jets beat them early in the year. They played them pretty well. And the Jets getting points?
The Dolphins are laying them. The Jets are getting points, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Dolphins. I'm going to give up the 3 points, man. Dolphins at home, coming off a big win against the Falcons. Got some mojo. Devontae Parker's going to play, maybe, hopefully. Jake Cutler's feeling himself.
I don't like that pick of the Jets so much. I you know what? I'm doing it. I'm switching to the Dolphins.
Oh.
You know what? I said it. I retract my statement.
Tampa Bay at Buffalo. I'm not sure if there's no line because the Winston status is uncertain, but for the sake of this podcast, I don't have the line in front of me. Let's just assume it's a pick 'em.
All right. So, Mike.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
The Bills?
Yeah.
I as well will take the Bills. I think they were playing pretty well this year. Tampa Bay looks just awful. Jameis Winston, I mean, who even knows what Jameis Winston's going to come out there. Is he going to play or is he hurt?
It's TBD. He's supposedly going to play, I think.
All right, the Carolina Panthers at the Chicago Bears. The Carolina Panthers only getting 3. Now, is this one of your Vegas things, Mike? Were there the Carolina Panthers?
They're only laying 3 at Chicago. It does look sketchy. I can't deny that. You'd think if you didn't know any better, you would think that would be 6 or 7, probably.
I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers here. I don't believe anything about the Bears. And the Panthers have played very well.
I got to agree with you. I'm going to take the Panthers as well.
Now, here's an interesting game because Aaron Rodgers got hurt. The Saints are they giving up?
Saints are favored 5.5 points on the road.
In Green Bay. This is a hard place to play, especially for a dome team here in the South. Mike, who you got here?
I've got conflicting things here. I mean, I'm team Brett Hundley. On the other hand, I'm team Saints defense, man. Something's got to give. Give me the Saints here. -5.5 on the road. That's probably stupid.
I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers. I feel that at home, they're just tough to play against. Arizona Cardinals at the Los Angeles Rams, 3.5 points. You know what? This is the Rams year, man. The Cardinals play everyone kind of tough. You know what? Give me the Cardinals. I'll take the Cardinals in this.
I'm going to go with the Rams, -3.5.
All right, moving on to our 4 o'clock games. It's a light afternoon. Cowboys at San Francisco. By the way, is your boy playing? Zeke
is playing. All right. Playing the next 2 weeks, and then we'll see.
He's going to fuck you for those playoffs, huh?
Oh, for sure.
They're going to be like, all right, 6-game suspension at
starting
week,
now.
Eight,
yeah.
Week 8,
yeah.
Right when he'll miss the playoffs. All right, so the Cowboys, -6 at the San Francisco Giants, San Francisco 49ers.
I'm going to take the Cowboys here. I think the CJ Berthard coming out party is cut short.
I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers here. I think that the Cowboys have not been firing on all cylinders. They're playing away, and the Niners, they've been playing people tough. They haven't been winning the games, but they've been playing people tough.
Can't argue with that.
The Seattle Seahawks going into MetLife Stadium to face the New York Giants.
Seattle, bad road team. Giants hot, coming off a big victory against at the Broncos. I'm still taking Seattle.
With the points, you know,
-5.5.
The Giants
Seattle.
Never play this team very well. But again, you know what? I believe that my Giants will beat this spread. I'm going to take the Giants. I'm taking a lot of underdogs this week in the points.
Hey, good. We'll see.
Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers, 1.5. Mike, who we got here?
Hate the Broncos, love the Chargers. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to take the Broncos. I don't want to do it, but I'm gonna have to do it.
I'm gonna say the Chargers, man. The Broncos just lost to the fucking Giants. I think they're the most pretend team I've ever seen in my life. They got a lot of respect out of that stopping the Dallas Cowboys week 2, but Dallas Cowboys haven't scored too many points except for that Rams game. So
I just think the Chargers have a hard time scoring points against this team.
We'll see. They're at home, though. Well, no one's going to see it, but they're at home. 8:30 Sunday night game, Atlanta Falcons at the New England Patriots.
Track meet.
This looks to be the best Sunday night game
should
I've
be
ever
a shootout.
Watched.
I mean, this should be a shootout. 55 over-under. I love it.
This is going to be a fun Sunday night game, it looks like. Patriots giving up 3.5 points to the Atlanta Falcons. Come on, man. I got to take the Patriots.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Patriots, man. The Falcons are a bad road team in general. They have not looked right all season.
I don't care what the deal is. I don't care if the
Patriots
are playing
the
85 Bears. I'm taking the Patriots. Then our final game, the Washington Redskins at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles laying out 5. I want to say this is close. I'm going to take the Redskins here, but I like the Eagles to win the game.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take the points as well. Washington +5.
All right, and our last part of this is the Craig Carton lock him up of the week. Ooh. Mike, who you got this week? Who's the lock of the week?
The This is a tough one. Give me the Jaguars on the road.
My lock of the week, and I know Vegas might be trying to make you pick them. I'm going to take the Panthers at Chicago. I just can't see this going good for Chicago. All right. Since that's done with, let's get to the league, Mike. Let's address these trades. You got your...
Yep, here's my paper.
All right, Mike, do you want to bring up the trades, or should I?
You can... I don't want to influence...
you're the one who did the trades. All right, so... All right, let me get to the other league real quick. Transactions. All right, so we had a bunch of trades this week go on. People starting to tank, donk. And so let's start talking about it. We have our first move here. We got Arrogant Donk, which is Donk, obviously, traded LeGarrette Blount and a year 2018 third round pick from Launchpad, which you know is going to be a high, good third round pick, to Kuhn for a second round pick. What do you think of this here?
What was the trade? Sorry, I was looking at my phone.
Oh, who scored? Who did score?
No, what was the trade? DeAndre Washington.
All right.
Not Jalen Richard.
Oh, wait, DeAndre Washington?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, that's the other. Right,
yeah.
Okay. Which LeGarrette Blount and third.
The Blount trade. I mean, sure. I'm somewhat impressed. Donk got a second back for Blount, even though Blount is averaging 5.5 yards a carry. He's having a pretty good season. I don't love the situation Blount's in. I don't really trust him going forward. He's not a guy I'd want to plug into my lineup with any kind of faith. If I was going to trade a second for one of Donk's running backs, I probably would have taken Marshawn Lynch. And not
I would
LeGarrette
have definitely
Blount.
Taken Marshawn. Well, you know what?
So, yeah, I don't really love it from Keeman's point of view, even though his running backs are garbage. But hey, Godspeed.
All right, so I like it from Donk. I think getting rid of those assets.
I mean, Donk traded a second for Blount, and then was able to flip him again for a second 6 months later.
He was begging to get rid of that third. He's been trying to take everyone from my fucking taxi squad, which I had to bring up Mitchell Trubisky this week, and I'm sitting him on my roster, and I just can't. He was annoyed because he's like, oh, I really wanted Trubisky for the third.
Make
like,
him pay. Make him pay for it if he wants him.
He said, I only wanted for a third. They're cheap, though. Then we have... where is the other trade? Well, you traded Jordy Nelson. You tell me your trade.
I traded Jordy Nelson and two 2019 third-round picks for Chris Hogan and a 2019 first-round pick.
I think this is a pretty good trade. In general, I don't think everyone was bitching about it, right? That, oh, Hogan's been a monster here. He's been a touchdown or bust player. It's not like he has, like,
low volume, right? Low volume guy. He gets 3 or 4 catches, yeah. And hopefully one of them is a touchdown.
Yeah, so he's basically getting you like 13 points a week. You're trading a dynamic player in Jordy Nelson. He's still dynamic, all right? Regardless of Rodgers being out there, which, I mean, that definitely hurts his value.
For sure. It hurts his ceiling.
Yeah, but I feel that at worst, I think he'll be a Hogan player.
Yeah.
I think that he's got a lot more volume because he's Derek number one guy. I think the loss of Rodgers hurts all their numbers in general, but I think that Jordy's the safest guy. Obviously, then it's Devontae, and then I think it kills Cobb's value.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a terrible trade. I think Feinberg's just mad because you got another first round pick.
Yes.
How many do you have now? Like 4?
I have 3 next year. This was a 19 first, so I got 3 next year.
And you got 3 this year.
Well, I got 3 in 19 and 3 in 18. Yeah.
So are you gonna try to buy players at some point?
I don't know. I got no one I want to buy right now. I've tossed out the idea if Zeke gets suspended, maybe I'll throw my hat into the McCoy sweepstakes if Steve ends up becoming a seller. At 2-4.
Well, you're giving him 1, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at most.
Yeah. I totally agree with you here. I don't, again, Feinberg was, he really was salty about this trade.
Yeah. Feinberg is just a salty person in general. I think it's fair to say that since Steve left, Feinberg has become the new Steve, I think.
Yeah. I want to say, Feinberg, start trading and quit hating. You know, like, if you don't want Miller to make these trades, people are looking to make trades out there. Everyone's like you where they're so they're so upset that they might get the worst end of the trade. That, look, that's the thing about trading. You might get the worst of the deal.
I mean, Feinberg will not deny this, but I offered Feinberg in the offseason. I offered Feinberg Tom Brady for Jameson Crowder and Danny Woodhead. Crowder, he has now since dropped, and Woodhead has caught 3 passes and missed the rest of the season so far. And, I mean, that would have been a disaster for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I was, I offered it. I was willing to do it. So, like, sure, it didn't happen. It ended up being a good miss on my part, but it's like, you know, there's things out there. You gotta take a chance on them or don't, and but don't complain about it.
I actually didn't like so much Feinberg's trade for Cam Newton. I mean, his quarterback situation wasn't great, but I feel that
I don't love Cam Newton. I have him in another league. If I could get a first for him, I would take that in a heartbeat.
I would 100% take that for him. Especially, I think that there's in the draft is so easily it's so easily to acquire a quarterback in our league via the draft. Like, look at Herman. You know, third round pick got the.
That's the point. Herman's got Deshaun Watson, right? And like, I would have thrown a second or a second and a third at Phillip Rivers, or I would have given a third for Alex Smith or something. I don't know. I think I would have done something than pay a first for Cam. To me, he's just not a. He's fine. He's not a guy to me you lock in your lineup every week with no qualms and like you feel good about it. Like,
I mean, some days, sometimes he might. He has a high ceiling, but
for
but
sure, he's got a low floor.
Yeah, low floor. I think he's very inconsistent.
Yeah,
but again, you know what? I mean, he's only mad at you that your trades worked out. It wasn't. I don't think at the. Of course, he's going to speculate that you've always raped the person of the trade at the trade because he'll look good when the trade go. You know, if you do good in the trade, it'll look good because I told you from day one. Or if you don't do, he's like, oh well, you got to get the worst of it sometimes. Blah blah blah. So I think there's no like loss for him to say, oh, you got the better of the trade. But moving on to the out of the trades, I think that you know, Donk is in
if
full.
If we've learned anything, Donk is in tag mode, and Feinberg is in all in. He also traded a second for Jamal Charles as well.
I have an inside. I was texting.
Shit. Are we breaking news on this podcast?
Breaking news, I had a conversation with Donk today
over
because of the Trubisky situation.
Yes.
And he was like, I think one of the 2-4 teams is going to make the playoffs. And I was like, you think you're going to make the playoffs, aren't you? And he's like, oh, I don't know. You know, so Donk is not in tank mode in his mind. He's trading some assets.
He traded away his starting quarterback.
Yeah. But,
and he's been trying as hard as he can to trade away Demaryius Thomas.
Well, because Demaryius Thomas sucks.
He's still his best receiver right now.
What's he done this year? He's on
the
radar.
He hasn't done much, but like he's still Donk's currently best receiver. So like that's fine. Demaryius Thomas may not be good, but like you can't tell me you're trading away your current healthy best receiver if you're going for it.
No, I think not. All right, so let's move on to last week and see what happened here. Let's start off with me and Cheese. I beat Cheese. I've said it all throughout the podcast. Cheese. Why are you gonna talk all that shit?
How are you talking from outside the club? You can't even get in.
You're lucky that fucking Woods put up 70 points. Otherwise, you had the low score of the week. but yeah, man, your team blows. It just got lucky a couple weeks in a row. And this is I want to say 3 years in a row, three times I beat Cheese. I've not lost Cheese. He was part of the Malcolm Floyd loss. I think I was up by a point and a half.
He tore his shoulder, right? Yeah, the first catch of the game.
Caught a ball, was like a tenth of a point less than he needed, and then he was out, and I won. Then last year, I think I was another close game, and then this week I was like, oh, T.Y. versus Rashard. I was like, oh, no. But T.Y. did nothing, and Rashard just churning. Just keep doing what he do. Jeez, your team blows. You're going to be picking very well. Actually, you have Steve's pick. So I think, again, I think last week it looked like Cheese might have the better pick. No.
We'll see. That's going to be a tight race.
I
still think Steve finishes ahead of him, but we'll see.
Feinberg took out the buzzsaw, man. The buzzsaw, dude. Feinberg back on track, 134-93.2. Whiz, bad loss, man. I put you at number – anyone who I put at number one so far has gotten destroyed, either
That's
by
true.
Injuries or losses. So it's not looking good.
You don't want the cat's Malloy.
I'll give you the Malloy. The next game was Donk trying to tank at Steve. you know what? Steve, I guess, wanted to tank a little bit more, Donk. Donk had put up 124 points without Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Ingram had a huge week.
Yeah, right. The Saints.
Demaryius Thomas had a big week. Yeah. Donk's team showed up.
You have Launchpad. Playing Justin, the hype train is starting for Justin. He's making his run at mediocrity. He's gonna be.
Nobody is happier to be 2-4 than Justin.
Justin thinks that he's one more game away from being in the finals, bro. Like every time I hear Justin talk, he's always like, oh man, my team is getting together.
Dude, he's on the Adrian Peterson hype train. I mean, he's
starting a lot of hype trains. Woods at Kuhn. Woods barely showed up at 70. He had the disco error.
I mean, he had who did he start at quarterback? His quarterback didn't play. Whoever he started.
Well, does he get docked for that?
No. He played, but it was like he didn't play. He might have started Kevin Hogan. The Bengals won a bye week, I think. So I think he started Kevin Hogan.
Yeah, so Kuhn gets another win. And then James versus Miller. That was a close one. But
James had a good week, but
not enough, my friend. Miller comes up to victor in that. So let's take a look at ahead of this week. Who we got here, Mike? Let's pick him up.
Me and Feinberg.
Oh, this is
the
battle.
Hashtag game of the week.
Game of the week right here. You and Feinberg. I'm going to take you. I got you. I think that your team is better. You just got rid of Jordy Nelson. You got the man, Chris Hogan. You're going to put up 35 points.
I'm dangerously all in on the Patriots, which is kind of terrifying.
On their bye week, you're going to be a little rough. But
forget the bye week. If they just have a bad week offensively, like, I'm fucking toast with Brady, Gronk, and Hogan. So it's not great. But if it works, it works. We'll see. I don't know. I'll take Feinberg as usual.
All right, so then there's me versus Steve. Steve has got a little
Steve bit needs this win.
I'm hoping that like Steve on the low is if he loses to me and Dunk, he's tanking and we don't know about it because
he doesn't own his pick, so that would be the worst tank job of all time.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't even have his pick. He has Jesus' pick, right?
No, I have Jesus' pick. He doesn't have a pick.
He doesn't have a pick?
Yeah.
Oh, he thinks he's winning then. hopefully he wins.
I think he's in contention still.
Well, not if he loses to me.
No. If he needs to win the next, needs to win the next 2 weeks.
Three.
At least two. Two at 4-4, you're in the mix.
All right. So hopefully, I'm gonna pick Steve to win this because my team's garbage. It's not doing good this year. What about you, Mike?
I'm gonna pick Steve as well.
All right. The buzzsaw at Donk. I want to say the buzzsaw. He gets back on the right track. He beats Donk, who's clearly tanking.
I'm going to agree with everything you just said.
What we got next is Colby down on the panties. Don't even. Feinberg, you got to take this guy's naming rights away. This guy's naming rights suck. I hope that Cheese ends up as the last place team somehow so that someone can finally get control of that.
That's a good point. That's a great point. We should all be conspiring to hope Cheese gets last so that somebody can name his team for him.
And he's playing Launchpad. Honestly, I'm gonna pick Launchpad in this. I think Cheese.
I'm gonna pick Launchpad as well. I think Parker and Diggs are actually gonna play, which would be huge because that's like half his team. I like the Dolphins at home this week. I don't know. I think Launchpad's got a shot. And I don't know if James Winston even plays. I mean, I guess he's got Alex Smith. Although I guess we would know, did he start Alex Smith tonight or not?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
You can check that out. We got Kelvin Benjamin Button, which is Justin Herman.
Jay Herm.
Versus Woods. Well, I think Justin might be hitting a stride here. Well, he doesn't have Deshaun Watson playing now, so he's not going to get that like nice 30
points.
Houston's
on a bye.
Yeah. So he's not going to get that 30 points he's been used to. But I'm still going to pick Justin here. I think
he is starting Alex Smith.
He's been doing good, right?
Yeah. He's got 23 points as of now. Fucking cheese.
Now that I know that, I kind of want to pick Cheese. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to pick Justin here. I think he beats Woods. Woods' team doesn't look too hot.
I got to agree with that. I mean, Herman, I think Herman, as much as I like to give him shit, I do think his team is better than it's shown. And I think he's got a shot to make a run here. So he's getting off. He's won two in a row. I think he's got a good shot to make it three.
Next match, and I want to say hashtag second best match of the week. Ooh. We have Kuhn versus James. I'm going to – Kuhn made some moves this week for LeGarrette Blount.
James made some moves
with Jordy Nelson.
Whose moves are helping him?
I would love for Jordy Nelson and LeGarrette Blount to decide this. I'm going to go with James, though. I think James got the better squad. Le'Veon Bell's killing it.
I'm going to pick James as well.
All right. Now we time for our favorite awards here. Who's getting the Discord award? Who's got the lowest score of the week here?
I got to go with Woods.
Well, that's not too bad. I'm going to have to go with myself. I hate my team. We're not
are you
doing
starting Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that's a boom or bust. Either I'm getting 2 points.
Well, DeMarco might not play, so.
Well, if he don't play.
If he doesn't play, that's a boom or boom.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully if he don't play.
First Cleveland? Yeah, come on.
Well, if he doesn't get like. If DeMarco Murray doesn't play and this guy doesn't get like 20 points or something, at least like 15 points, I'd be very upset.
I agree.
What about the who's going ham this week?
I'm going to go with my opponent, Feinberg.
I'm going to go with James. I think James get that high score of the week. I think Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson, 120 yards and two TDs.
I think Jordy Nelson does his thing this weekend. Karma for Feinberg shitting on you. You know, I think that he gets a big week, and then this way you could be like, oh, well, Feinberg, well, what about that? all right. Now for our new favorite segment is Miller. I'm going to give you some sits or starts. This is not the right thing. All right.
Always good to
Miller,
get
the puppet
Biden
master.
Work, all right.
Work your strings. All right. I got Ty Montgomery versus New England or Ted Ginn Jr. at Green Bay.
Ty Montgomery.
He's hurt, though.
I don't care.
All right.
I'm never starting Ted Ginn if I can avoid it.
Steve, Matt Forte at Miami or Cooper Kupp at Arizona?
Oh, God. I hate both of these guys so much.
Matt Forte's for sure starting.
I'm going to have to go with Forte. Cooper Kupp at Arizona is not appealing. I don't know. I'll go with Forte.
All right.
That's gross.
The Donker. Sammy Watkins versus Arizona or Tyrell Williams versus
Denver?
Tyrell
Williams.
Really?
Oh, versus Denver.
Versus Denver.
Oh. Oh, God. These are the two worst matchups I can think of. I'll go with Watkins and hope he somehow gets matched up against not Patrick Peterson for one play.
Well, Watkins is battling two things. They don't throw the ball to him, and he's covered now.
Yeah, he's got Patrick Peterson on him, and he gets zero targets. He's got really going against him. Tyrell Williams has, like, two targets. Mike Williams, presumably healthier, and he's going against Denver and Aqib Talib. So, good fucking luck, Donk.
Wiz, we got Randall Cobb versus New Orleans or Adam Thielen versus Baltimore.
Thielen, all day.
All right. Launchpad, Russell Wilson at the New York Giants or Marcus Mariota at Cleveland.
Mariota.
Cheese, Sherron Brown versus the Rams or Robert Woods versus Arizona. Like, why do you even have either of these guys?
I guess Sherron Brown.
Like, why are either of these guys?
Neither of these guys should even be on a roster, so sure.
Woods.
Preferably choice C. Anyone else.
Woods. Jason Witten at San Francisco, which he currently has starting, or David Njoku at Tennessee.
I'm going to go Witten there.
Herman. AP at the Rams, or Mike Wallace at Minnesota.
Actually, two guys I want to start. I want to start with both these guys. The Ravens have literally no one else healthy, and Wallace is a good play this week. I got to go with AP, though. Great matchup. Coming off a monster week. You know, we'll see.
Eric Decker. I'm sorry, this is James. Eric Decker at Cleveland or Alex Collins at Baltimore?
I got to go Decker. Nine targets last week, seven catches. He's getting involved in the offense. And Cleveland, start your players against Cleveland.
Kuhn. Funchess at Chicago or James White at Atlanta?
I'm going to go James White there. Higher floor. And Atlanta can't cover running backs out of the backfield. Good 55-point over-under.
Now work your puppetry right here. Feinberg, Jamal Charles at the Chargers or Orleans Darkwa against
home,
Seattle.
Home versus Seattle. I'm going to say I think Orleans Darkwa is the start there. Seattle's run defense is pretty bad.
Now, when I did this,
yes,
for you at least, I didn't realize that Amari Cooper was playing tonight. So Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen, which you picked.
7:45 p.m., I changed my mind, and I went with Amari Cooper, looking like the right decision.
100%. Keenan Allen's got
to
have
it's too early to rule it out for sure, but so far looking like the right move.
12 catches for like 150 yards and two touchdowns to beat Amari Cooper at this point. All right. Now, what everyone's been waiting for, my fantasy power rankings. All right, guys. Number 12, we have Launchpad. Fall from grace.
Fall from grace, indeed.
You were 3 weeks ago, and now you're 12. And this was like a legitimate 12. Like, it wasn't like Feinberg where you lost Jeezer and I was being a dick.
As I told Launchpad earlier today, his reign in the top was shorter than Leprechaun's.
Number 11. Cheese, you lost to me, bro. Your team. I don't care if you got a better record than half the league, but that's not gonna. That's gonna change very soon. Number 10, Woods. Yeah, your team week by week is getting whacker to me.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Number 9, Donk. You're in full fire mode, sell mode, and that's the only reason why I'm ahead of you is because I haven't been able to sell any of my guys. Is I'm 8, and the only reason why I feel that I'm 8 and I'm above these other schmoes right here is that I don't know. Like I hate my team, but I hate my team, I guess, equally than all these other people. But I don't know. Seven, Herman.
Big jump for Jay Herm.
Yeah, he's getting out of the cellar. He's right where he's supposed to be, seven. Right out of the playoffs.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, right out of the playoffs. Number six, we have Steve. You lost last week, bad loss. You're 2-4, but I feel that you get in your winning ways this week, hopefully. And
it fits me and Feinberg the last 2 weeks. Tough.
Two rough matches.
Tough, yeah.
Number five, James. Rough loss for you last week, but I still, your team's been putting up points. You just made a big trade for Jordy Nelson. I think you're in the right direction. Four, Wiz. You had a bad loss, man. You're at four. Three, Kuhn. Made a trade, got shored up his running back situation a little bit. You know, it's not as tragic. two, Feinberg. And then number one is Mike Miller. So I put the Malokia on
we'll
you,
see.
Mike.
We'll see if it works on me. And if so, I'll lose this week and Feinberg will be right back in the power chair one.
Well, if you lose, Mike, he's for sure going.
Yeah, and if
one.
I lose, for sure it's your fault. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting the Malokia on everyone week by week. All right, so we'll see you next week. You came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that plank and get it on. Plank to fit it on. Came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that, twerk that. Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Say you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta flirt that. Can't cut her after we done, it wasn't worth that.